Sharon Kennedy was sentenced to 48 years in prison today for the murder of her daughter in a case that helped lead to an overhaul of the state's child welfare system. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Kennedy, whose last name was Carrillo until a recent marriage annulment, was sentenced 2 months after being found guilty of depraved indifference murder of her daughter, 10-year-old Marissa Kennedy. In court on Friday, prosecutors described details of months of beatings that ultimately led to Marissa Kennedy's death, with a cause classified by the state medical examiner's office as battered child syndrome. Maine Assistant Attorney General Leanne Zania said on Friday that Sharon Kennedy should be sentenced to life in prison for her role as an active participant in the months of suffering endured by her daughter.
And it's almost an understatement to say that this was a murder accompanied by torture or other extreme cruelty, viewed objectively, without consideration of the conscious suffering of the victim.
Attorneys for Kennedy, meanwhile, argued that she deserved the minimum sentence of 25 years in prison instead, saying that Kennedy had limited cognitive ability and had been manipulated by her estranged husband, Julio Carrillo. Carrillo was sentenced to 55 years in prison last year after pleading guilty to the same charges. Kennedy's family members read several letters supporting her. Her father, Joseph Kennedy, asked for a lighter sentence for his daughter, whom he said was also abused by Carrillo.
He changed Sharon from the caring, loving mother we all knew into a scared, domineered shell of her former self.
Judge Robert Murray said that the evidence clearly showed Kennedy to be an active participant in the crime, but said he balanced several factors, including her lack of criminal history and low chance of reoffending, before reaching the 48-year sentence. Outside the courthouse following the hearing, Assistant AG Leanne Zania declined to comment on whether she was pleased or displeased with the verdict. Meanwhile, Kennedy's lawyer, Laura Shaw, said she was disappointed and planned to appeal. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.